What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1022. In this episode, I'll discuss animal data on the rate of correction for acute hypernatremia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1022. And now, on to the episode. Acute hypernatremia is a common occurrence in ICU patients. Whenever there is an acute and significant change in sodium levels, whether high or low, there is a concern about the safe speed of correction to avoid adverse neurological effects. However, directly investigating the safe speed of correction in patients would not be permitted by any institutional review board, so case reports or animal data represent the best available information for making decisions on the rate of correction that should be used. To add to the available knowledge on the subject, a group of authors published in the journal Critical Care an article looking at the impact of different rates of sodium reduction on the central nervous system in acute hypernatremia in rabbits. The study included four groups of rabbits given acute hypernatremia with different target sodium correction rates. 1 MEQ per liter per hour, the slow group. 2 MEQ per liter per hour, the middle group, 3 MEQ per liter per hour, the fast group, and a sham surgery group. Central venous pressure and intracranial pressure were monitored, and after sodium reduction, brain tissue was extracted for pathological examination. Comparing intracranial pressure before and after sodium correction, the middle and fast rate groups had significant increases in intracranial pressure. Likewise, after correction, pathological findings showed increased brain edema and disorganized brain tissue in the cerebral cortex and brainstem in the middle and fast groups. The authors concluded, for acute hypernatremia that develops within 48 hours, sodium reduction rates exceeding 1 MEQ per liter per hour are associated with greater increases in intracranial pressure and more severe brain edema. Therefore, managing acute hypernatremia, their results prompted that sodium reduction rates might not exceed 1 MEQ per liter per hour. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.